Okay, so the super secret audio that we teased that we were finally able to acquire after much wrangling and bidding with TMZ.
Only people knew what we had to go through to get so little payoff.
We have we have some local coaches here, our pro sports team coaches that we know are men of myriad interests. We know that Carlisle is a guy who likes to tickle the ivories.
Play a little ping pong.
Make fun of Chuck Cooperstein. And we know that Garrett is a man of letters. And we know this for a couple of reasons. One, because he actually used to host a literature symposium with the great Gordo when he was a
that is a warping of the truth, sir.
You guys did discuss the classics.
It was very odd, but yes. We spent time in the back room of the Hard Rock Cafe discussing the modernists.
Your life is a Mad Lib.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And we also know this because occasionally from time to time when he is giving a speech, whether it's to the team, to the media, or to some event, he will occasionally break into these very odd parables. Just a 10-second example here of one we play all the time, the Buddhist monk story.
I have a Buddhist monk friend who was running, and he was running, and he was running, and running, and running, and he was running as fast as he could run.
Okay. We've all heard that. We play it a lot on bad radio. I don't know really still what the story is about, but over the weekend, after the Cowboys got their head beat in and we had a Sunday night off from football around here, I went out to a local poetry club, and I was out there to support a ticket colleague of mine who I didn't really know that this was an interest of his, but I found this out. And as I'm sitting there, I become aware of the fact that there are actually other local sports luminaries there, not just the man you'll hear here at the beginning. So I was rolling on the whole thing. It's about four and a half minutes here. So let's just take it away. This is a local club, Nick's Beat, I believe is what it's called, Gordon. Here's my secret audio.
This one is titled Pop. A great man once said, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. That's some advice I will take with me forever, Pop. He also told me how to deal with the ladies. He said, don't you ever frown, son. It doesn't matter how many pounds, son, or if it's really, really round, son. They are all the same size laying down, son. And this is what else he had to say. Let me channel my inner Harry Belafonte. Hey ho, hey, hey, hey ho. I'm rounding third and I want to go home safe.
All right, pause it real quick.
Sounds like people are doing the old snapping instead of applauding.
Very classy spot there, and I'm proud of you for getting up there. First,
was that
it was
Donovan?
LOL.
Thank
you.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's just something that I do in my spare time. I didn't want to let everyone know, but.
Yeah, interesting. Sure. And that message from your dad to you is just
dedicated to
memorable.
My pops. Yeah.
So I thought, man, certainly Donovan will be the most famous person here at Nick's Beat tonight. But nay, we continue.
Okay, man. Wow, one of our regulars there. Don't call me Blonovan. That's powerful, powerful stuff. Who would have thought a guy who made his name taking a shit and making his wife mad could move us like that, man? Wow. Our next act here on Sports Night at Nick's Beat truly needs no introduction.
Is that Michael Irvin?
Tenacious. What a surprise it was running into you today. After so many years, and in such an unusual place, my dresser drawer! But since you're nothing more now than a name scribbled on a high school play program, a playbook program with the playmaker in it, I threw you away to make room for more underwear. Finish the fight!
Wow.
Was that?
Yeah, he even gave
me
his
catchphrase.
Let
me try to understand this here. So that was Michael Irvin reading a Norm Hitchkiss play.
That's one of his favorites. Yeah.
Hey, when you're inspired, it doesn't matter where it comes from.
Right. And everyone is, you know, spirits are low with this Cowboy season. So you're looking for a creative outlet sort of to the release valve anywhere.
Just trying to figure out how Michael got one of the 25 copies of Horizons in the Mist or whatever
he's
that
man,
was.
He's a man of means. But again, not the most famous person there that night. We continue now. This is the most confusing part, I would say. Definitely would say.
Oh, man, wow. Mind-blowing literary word from 88 there. Thank you, Plamecula. Up next, Beach, it is our last act of the night. We close things down this evening with a newcomer, a man who calls himself simply Valet Rouge.
Jason Garrett?
How are we doing, guys? Buddhist monk. I have a Buddhist monk friend who was running, and he was running, and he was running, and running, and running, and he was running as fast as he could. Run. He was running, or he didn't know why he was running, but he was running fast, and he was running, and running, and running. He looked back behind him, and there were lions. There were tigers chasing him, getting closer, and closer, and closer, these lions. And tigers were breathing down his neck, and he was running as fast as he can. He looks back, and they're closing in on him, gaining on. Next thing you know, he finds himself standing over the edge of a cliff. He's taking a breath, and he takes a look back behind him. The lions and the tigers gaining on him, and he looks out over the edge of the cliff. There's a 100-foot drop with snakes slithering down below. Looks back. Lions and tigers. Looks out over the edge of the cliff. Snakes down below, 100 feet down. He goes over the edge of the cliff, and he's fallen, and he's fallen, and he's fallen. He looks up. He sees the lions and tigers. He looks down. Sees the snakes. Up, lions and tigers. Down, sees snakes. Next thing you know, he grabs onto a branch hanging out the side of the cliff. He takes a breath. He looks up at the lions and tigers. He looks down and sees the snakes. The branch starts to get a little shaky. He looks at the base of the branch. There are three rats gnawing away at the base.
He's an even worse poet than he is coach.
Of the branch. He looks up. He looks down. He looks at the rats. And then, for some reason, his eyes are drawn to the other edge of the branch, where he sees the most beautiful bushel of strawberries that he's ever seen in his life. Becomes completely mesmerized by them, reaches out and devours them. That's my story. What do you think? Pretty good.
The story sucked, Coach. Boo this man! Boo this man!
Wow. Coach.
Wow.
Times are hard when you're 3-8, man.
Yeah. Even your outlets get you criticized.
No one appreciates what's going on.
Sadly, that was word for word. That was word for word.
I still don't get it.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, that's the secret audio from what's the name of the club?
Nick's Beat.
Nick's Beat.
Get it? Short. What do you think?
Man, wow. All right.